We are here in Rome for a preparatory meeting for the World Youth Day Rio 2013. We represent the International Movement of Catholic Students, which is IMCS, Pax Romana. This association started in 1898 originally and then recognized in 1921 by the Vatican and given the name Pax Romana by Pope Benedict XV when the students came to Rome to visit the Pope as part of their pilgrimage. And the Pope gave the name Pax Romana, which stands for peace from Rome, which he was telling the students to go to the world and preach peace that he sends with them from Rome. And so that was how the name came to be. And then Pax Romana, it went under several transformations here and there. It was originally called International Union of Catholic Students. But then in 1921, the students decided to change the name from union into a movement because they said they are a movement and a church in a move. So they are changing. They are not only a union that brings people together.
I actually didn't ask you to introduce yourself, which is something I always do. Would you like to tell me a little bit where you come from?
Sure. I am Charles and I am from South Sudan, as already you put it. I was from Sudan, but last year I became a South Sudanese after the referendum. And so I got involved with the movement in 2002, which was my first year in the university, because the movement operates only in universities and higher institutions of learning.
So that's how you approached the movement, through your university.
Yes.
I understand you're the president.
Yes.
Yes, you didn't say so. Very modest. Okay. Now, does it spread effectively across the globe, this movement? Are there people from all the continents?
Yes, we have 88 countries now that are members in this movement. And every year it increases the number because the youth everywhere, they seem to be getting interested in the movements and the principles and how we carry out our activities. Actually, our activities, it is not only prayers. Prayers is part of it, but then it is mostly based on our social teachings of the church. So we act, and we have the three dimensions of our activities, which is trying to integrate knowledge, which is achieved in the university, with faith, and then the society, how to integrate this knowledge and faith and how to apply it into the society.
Talk to me about your own motivations for being part of this movement.
Yeah, well, when I first of all got involved into the movement, I was taken by a friend and asked to attend a meeting for my first time. And it was sounding very strange for me because it was the first time for me to really participate in such meetings where young people, students, they speak about big issues like poverty eradication and HIV and AIDS. And I was only channeled in my studies. And so I was, first of all, seeing it as a waste of my time and all that. But gradually I got to understand that it has something that I have to really act upon, because it helps me to integrate what I achieve or what I obtain from the university and the society that I am supposed to serve. So based on that, it has been a gradual process actually to get involved and to love this movement. But what I can say also motivated me much was most of the students who are participating, they were from very poor families, and I found myself also from such a family. So we have something in common, which is poverty. And so we are around the common table where we can share all our problems and all our joys and all that. So that really pushed me a lot.
Now, do you see in your future a return to your country? And how will this experience grow for you?
Yeah, I think after my 4 years mandate, I will be going home right away and then to help the youth who are there and to see into it that we really help to change, because as Blessed Pope John Paul II said, no one is poor to an extent of having nothing to offer, and no one is rich to an extent of not wanting any offer. So I believe that the students have roles that they can play, and therefore I will really love to go back home and be with them.
It's a very difficult moment, especially for young generations, because of the economic crisis, the future does not look easy. Do you feel this mood of depression, of despair?
Well, that is a very difficult question to answer. But I think, yes, as human beings, there are certain times that you feel as if you are already tired and that is the end of everything. But also reading the Bible, and especially when Jesus is saying anyone who wants to follow him should pick up the cross and then follow, then that gives us the strength. And again, there is this story whereby Jesus took someone into the garden and then gave him a cross to carry. And that person complained that the cross is too heavy for him to carry. And then Jesus took the cross back and asked, okay, pick your cross. All of a sudden, the person picked the real cross that Jesus gave him at the beginning. And then Jesus told him, I don't give people heavy cross that they cannot carry. And I don't give them lighter ones. I give them the cross that I believe that they can carry. So each one of us has a mission and each one of us has a cross to carry to follow Jesus.
Is there anything else you would like to say that we haven't touched on?
Yeah, I think what I would just like to tell to our listeners and especially the students in the world is that they have a mission. University is a house where we obtain knowledge. But then that knowledge, if it is not lived according to the human needs and the realities, if we don't integrate the knowledge very well otherwise, it makes no sense to get that knowledge and then, for example, use it against humanity. That is why we find a lot of problems in the world. Highly educated people, they use their knowledge, for example, to exploit humanity. In this sense, it increases problems and causes more harm than good. Therefore, my prayers and our prayers in the international team and the movement at large is that our young people in universities should really come down and integrate the knowledge that they obtain from the universities with faith, and then that will make our world a better place for everybody to live in.